How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, my name is Amy L. Adler, and I'm an executive resume writer with 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I want to talk to you about focus in your job search. So often, we think about what we want out of a job, but today, I'm going to talk about knowing what you don't want in your job, and that will set you on a greater path for better success, because you're necessarily eliminating things that are not important to you or not relevant to you. So rather than start with what you do want in a future executive position, a different tactic may be to identify all the functions you definitely do not want in your future role. Thus, your job search will exclude all the elements of a job that you simply don't want to have. They're non-starters. You don't want them. If they were in the job description, you wouldn't take the job. In this employment economy, there is no be-all, know-all, do-all executive. While you need to be flexible about the work you do, you will take on a lot of different things, of course, and certainly expand your role once you're in a position. You will not be interviewed, much less be selected for hire, if your unique selling proposition is that you can do anything. It's true, but not a good selling proposition. So think of the Venn diagram about which we all learned in junior high math. It has 3 or 4 overlapping circles that identify sets of elements. Some of the elements are in all the sets, and some are in just one, and some are outside. So think about your potential future jobs like these overlapping circles. Are the positions you have chosen very much alike? I like to aim for about 80% overlap. If so, your circles overlap about 80%. If they don't overlap, then you have a complex process of elimination in front of you. You need to identify exactly what you don't want in a role, what those deal-killing job functions that fit into only one of those circles could be, and then eliminate those roles from your list. They are no longer in your target, and you have space now to add more relevant ideal opportunities. So you're looking at the positions you have left on this Venn diagram. Are all of these ideal for you? How much do they overlap? Do they overlap at all? Because remember, the less they overlap, the more pruning you have to do to home in on your perfect role. Determine which of the remaining job characteristics, perhaps the ones that fall into 2 job types, that will become your shortlist. By this point, you should have a pretty tightly nested or overlapping set of circles representing a very sharply focused set of job titles. With this renewed focus, which effectively eliminated the types of roles you would never find yourself assuming, you can now write an executive resume and craft an executive job search that positions you 100% to a single target. The benefits of this approach are true and many. And the most important of these is that if you position yourself correctly, you will be able to market yourself so compellingly for specific jobs in specific industries with specific expectations that future hiring executives cannot help but recognize you as the solution to the very specific problems that they are facing today in their companies that they need to find people to solve, fix, elevate, grow. And if you can be that person, show them the slice of your executive history that matches their expectations, maybe not everything about you, but show them the pieces of your background that speak to their needs, they're absolutely going to want to invite you to come speak with them. Thank you so much. I'm Amy L. Adler, 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. You can find me at 5strengths.com. That's FIVESTRENGTHS.com. Or you can call me at 801-810-5627.